Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I love it. This is great, and we can't thank George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law enough, and Alan A. for hosting us for this, the first 2 days of the tournament. It's awesome to be out here, and it eases all of the pain of your bracket being in shambles. Because did yes. you see the stats coming out of yesterday? After the first two games of the tournament, only 65% of brackets, or excuse me, only 45% of brackets were perfect. After the dust settled on a full day of action yesterday, that has dropped even more. As of this morning, before the games tipped off, less than 0.0001% of brackets at MarchMadness.com and ESPN.com remained perfect.
Yeah, how did you do on yours?
Not great, Bob. I mean, it's okay, all things considered. Yeah. But it's definitely not... I'm not in the money. Yeah, actually, I am in the money in a couple of my pools, but as far as like the big ones go, no, it's not going well. I think on ESPN, I am ranked 10,000th.
That's 10,000?
No, 10 millionth, sorry.
Oh, okay.
10,047,247th.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. I still got my final fours intact. Yet
we're both still cooking there.
Three of them have yet to play a game.
Yeah. Well, I've got Marquette in my Elite Eight. That's going to dice me up a little bit. I am 644,583rd. So hey. I'm in the top million.
Top million.
There you go.
Top million. You're rolling with your top million.
So,
yeah.
And I had four losses with yesterday, with two of them being teams that advanced beyond that round, so
not feeling comfortable.
Yeah, didn't feel great.
Not feeling comfortable right now, but we're alive in a lot of different places. I don't think anything I don't think any of my Elite Eight teams lost yesterday. Every team that I had losing, I had them losing in the round of 32. Oh no, except for Kentucky.
Yeah, I had Kentucky in the Sweet 16 team.
Yeah, I did too.
Yep.
Kentucky's going to screw me. And look, if Marquette doesn't get it together, they're going to screw me too. I saw that this may be the more jarring stat of all of them. So there's 0.0001% of brackets that are still perfect.
Indeed.
There are 18 brackets out there that do not have a single pick correct. I think that's more impressive than 0.00001%.
There was somebody who was giving away like $1 million if you could pick every game wrong.
I mean, just think of what we saw yesterday, though.
You had 3-11-6 upsets.
That means somebody had South Dakota State beating Iowa State. 18 people had South Dakota State beating Iowa State, and that game was 82-65.
And it wasn't that close.
It wasn't that close at all. You had 18 people also... On top of that random pick, they had Morehead State beating Illinois, which they lost by, 16 points yesterday. You had
Did somebody pick Wagner over North Carolina?
This is bizarro world that we have going on here. But 18 brackets remain with no perfect picks after one day.
We salute you.
I think that, and I honestly do, I think that they may be in that $1 million to pick the wrong bracket.
I mean,
that is the only logical explanation as to how you get to that point.
It's almost, maybe it is more statistically impressive.
To go over.
Not only that, like, the number's going to be lower because less people are doing it that way. But still, you're just as likely to get it right as you are to get it wrong.
50-50. You get a 50-50 shot. But I think that when you get down in the first opening rounds, it may be easier to go zero. But as you get later into the tournament,
it's the other way around winning.
Yeah, to pick the winners because, I mean, you get chalk is easy. You know, the top three seeds are usually the ones that you see dancing at the end of the day.
Well, not just that. There's the math basically says that upsets are significantly more likely in the first round, as weird as that is. Even though teams get better, the better team usually wins later in the tournament. Which is why when you see Cinderella stories, they run out of gas.
Well, and taking a look at just what happened yesterday, I mean, the 11 seeds went 3-0 yesterday. You had Oregon going in winning. NC State feeling the burns with DJ Burns. That's a big boy. Do you see what CBS did to him after the game?
No. What'd they do to my Husky King?
So, if you don't know, he's listed at 6'9", 275.
He's 330.
On a good day. DJ Burns, he's a big boy, but he is nimble.
Oh, he said he studied Hakeem Olajuwon, but he ended up built like Zach Randolph.
Robert Tractor Trailer. But he is a guy that when you watch him, like anybody looking for the next like guy who's going to transition from being a college basketball player to playing in the NFL.
There's more than a few people are saying to see that guy put a hand in the dirt.
Because he's nimble, he's light on his feet, he's 6'9", so he's long. You know, he moves so well for his size. But after the game, they end up giving him a bowl of ice cream. In the post,
wow. Is that who that was for? The interview, sprinkled thing.
They gave ice cream to him.
Wow!
And on the surface, like I was watching, go whoa! They just say we're gonna give the fat guy some ice cream. It turns out the tradition in North Carolina State, which is maybe why he is sitting at 330 instead of 275, is after a win, they celebrate in the locker room with ice cream. They didn't set that up in the post-game interview. They just said, here's to getting a head start on your ice cream, and they hand him this bowl of ice cream, and he's looking at it like, what?
Here you go, fatty.
Like, if they were to do that with Ben Middlebrooks last night, who balled out of his gourd.
Also a guy who has great post-footwork.
Yeah.
Just absolutely post-spun and drop-step that team to death.
Well, and you said this about Ben Middlebrooks last night. If you were to say, what does a Ben Middlebrooks look like? That is it. AI could not generate a more Ben Middlebrooks looking person than Ben Middlebrooks of
Ben Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks is so hard, and it's unbelievable.
He is like just straight out of white guy tournament central casting.
Oh yeah, except for he's a post player. Yeah. It's like a throwback to the 80s.
If you were to give that to Ben Middlebrooks, nobody would bat an eye.
You know what though? You know what I started thinking, because I saw the sprinkles on the ice cream. This could have been some co-branding opportunities. Sprinkles are for winners.
Sprinkles are for winners.
Just saying.
In the world of NIL, the
sprinkles are for winners,
sprinkles
man.
Sprinkles are for winners. Let's get that NIL going for NC State, even though their trip in the tournament may not be too
long-lived.
But they do have Oakland. I mean, they get Oakland because Coach Cal in the Kentucky Wildcats
couldn't beat his own defense.
They couldn't figure out that Oakland was playing a zone defense for like 20 minutes. It was the most bizarre thing. Let's jump into that because really the upset of the day yesterday, Oakland knocks off Kentucky 80-76 and White Lightning strikes all night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.